Believers to understand the power in that name. I want believers to have a revelation of the possibilities that is in the name of Jesus. If believers, you understand the power, we understand the authority, we understand the possibilities in the name of Jesus, then believers will not be limited. We are limited in destiny. We are limited in purpose. We are limited, you know, in endeavors because we don't understand the power that is in them. We haven't applied the power of our thorny. We haven't applied, you know, the delegated authority that we have. And that's why we still struggle. You know, we were by in life. We haven't tasted, you know, the best. We haven't entered into the miraculous. We haven't entered into the impossibilities. You know, the apostle just said to the man, he said, look on us. He said, silver we don't have. He said, gold we don't have. He said, whatever you want, money we don't have. He said, but we have something. Say to your neighbor, I have something. Turn to our neighbor, neighbor, say, I have something. What you have is more than what the rich men, is more than what the educated, you know, can have. You know, what you have is more than what the rich can buy with their money. It's more than what the professor, you know, can read to attain. You have it in you because you are a son. You have it in you because you are born of God. You have it in you because it's been delegated unto you. Oh, glory to Jesus. And I said to your neighbor, I said, the power in the name of Jesus has been delegated to me. If you can dare to use the name. You see, the problem is that we don't use it. The problem is that we don't dare to use it. You don't speak it. You don't release it. And that's why we are not tested of the power. I wish that believers would dare use the name of Jesus. In every situation you find yourself, in every condition you find yourself, you apply the name of Jesus and relief will come. You apply the name of Jesus. With Jesus' name in your mouth, you don't need a prophet. With Jesus' name in your mouth, you don't need somebody to pray for you. You just call the name Jesus. Oh, praise God. These signs shall follow those that believe in my name. Are you a believer? That's what the Bible says. These signs shall follow even a believer in my name. These signs shall follow a believer in my name. You understand that? What you have to use the name is be a believer. Glory to Jesus. He's not asking things special from us. He's not asking things from the extraordinary. He's not asking from you what you cannot have. He just said, these signs shall follow those that believe in my name. All glory to Jesus. That power of authority, that authority that you have, you know, that possibilities that you have is in your belly and in your mouth. Let the name of Jesus come from your belly and say with your mouth, and then you begin to see the possibilities. It's because you haven't called upon the name Jesus. It's because you haven't dared to use the name Jesus. When you so do, you will partake of the glorious blessings. The Bible says, say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the Bible says, they grabbed the man, and the man rose up. Miracles happen. I like what my wife was saying the other time. He said, well, you can say all your story. You can put up, you know, all your defense. He said, what I know is that I was sick. Now I am healed. What I know, I was paralyzed. Now I can walk. What I know, I had chronic illness, but now I have the mention of the name of Jesus. What I know, I was once poor, but now I call the name of Jesus. What I know, I was once jobless, and I call upon the name of Jesus. What I know, once I was without a car, I call upon the name Jesus. What I know, once I was without a child, and I call upon the name Jesus. And there is a child. But doctor, I said this about you. I don't know about that. I know I call upon the name Jesus, I get pregnant. Doctor said you haven't been using your drugs. I don't know about that. I call upon the name Jesus and my health began to abate. You call upon the name Jesus. That's what you should know. Don't know about any other thing. Don't know about failure. Don't know about impossibilities. Don't know about the things that have limited you. Don't know about what people have said about you. What I know, the name of Jesus, in my lips. You have the authority. You have the power in the name of Jesus. You have all possibilities in the name of Jesus. If there's something I want to leave with you, this is the third week of preaching the name of Jesus. If there's something I want to leave with you, brothers and sisters, I want to leave with you understanding of the power. Not only that, I want you to use the name. Not that you should understand the power in the name alone, I want you to use the name. Anything that comes your way, apply the name of Jesus. We use the name as exclamation mark, it is enough of that. You use the name as rhetoric, it is enough of that. Let's use the name the way God has expected us to use the name. When you use it accordingly, then testimonies will follow. We don't have much testimony because you haven't applied the name of Jesus. I want to challenge you, you must begin to apply the name of Jesus. When you understand how Jesus got his name, you will understand, therefore, why the name works on earth, in heaven, and underneath the heart. When you understand the way he got his name. And I quickly tell us before we take communion, I said that last week by saying number one, God gave Jesus his name. You know that the name you bear has a lot to do about your destiny. You don't know that. The name you answer to, the name that you say yes to, has a lot to do about how you will end. That's why that man in the Old Testament, he cried to God. He said, Lord, change my name. I don't want to answer this name again. My name is bitterness. How can I enter into a place and say, bitterness has come? Everybody will go their places. If we want to play a game together and bitterness enter, what will happen? That's the end of the game. All the other people will be dismissed. I don't want to sit with bitterness. I don't want to play with sorrow. I don't want to relate, you know, with somebody that is bearing this kind of name. They call somebody Ichabod. They said the glory had departed. How can you bear such a name? But glory to Jesus. When Joseph was about to give Jesus some certain name, Jesus was God appeared and said, no, you are not going to call him that name. This one is by the Holy Spirit. I am the Father, and I'm going to call the name. I'm going to name the name. Jesus, we answer Savior. Yehoshua, that will be the name. Why? You need to say, why is your name? We answer all kinds of names. You know, some of us, we name our children. Somebody was telling me their name yesterday. I said, glory to God. I could not call the name. I just say, oh, praise God, fantastic name. Some of us, we think that when you call your name, you give certain name. You think they will give them U.S. residency. You think they will give them U.K. residency. No. Some of you yourself, you call your children some name that you yourself, you don't understand. It has nothing to do with the scriptures. It has nothing to do with the power of God. It has nothing to do with nothing. It has God's name. God did not call Jesus any name. He said, you call his name Jesus, you know, he said, why? What is the why behind naming your child? The name is, some of us, we mess up the destiny of our children right from the day we named them, from the eighth day. You mess up their destiny because of the name they begin to answer. It's a shame even to some men. They are not the one that named their children, it's the wife. I say, I've been to many naming ceremony. I say, where's the name of the child? You know, the stupid guy will look at the lady. You understand? I went for one naming ceremony. The guy was drunk. You know? I say, what's the name? Oh, Yawolo Morukowa. Now, you messed up the destiny of the guy, of that child. We're in the Bible that says that it's the wife that names the baby. God appeared and said, call his name Jesus. For the name Jesus. Why? For he will deliver the people from their sins. Zozo. I said that to all last week. Anytime you call the name of Jesus, you are calling deliverance. Anytime you call upon the name Jesus, you are speaking about healing. Anytime you call upon the name Jesus, you are speaking about deliverance, you know, from any occult power. Because that is the reason that Jesus was born, and that was the reason why it was named Jesus. He was called Jesus because he was named by his father. And there's power in the name that the father we call the son. There is power. There is power. I name my children deliberately. My wife is highly educated, very brilliant, but she's not as brilliant as she will now name the children. I name the children myself, and I know why I name the children. I call one Alex. He's calling the Alex. So some people think that it's because I name him after the senior pastor. You are wrong. You are right, but you are wrong. You know why I call Alex? You know the meaning of Alex. Alex speaks helper of people. And so I said, my first child will be a helper of his generation. He will be a helper of people. And he has started fulfilling that. Even right before his 20. He'll be helper of generations. He'll be helper of the world. People will come to him for help. People will come to him for safety. People will come to him for direction. That is the name. What do you call your children? You just look for one. Some people will go into dictionary to look for a name. You just want a fanciful name. You need a nice name. Even the name, you yourself, you don't know the spelling. You need to contact Google to know the spelling of the name that you want to give your child. He said, name of Jesus. I know what the Bible says about that name. When Jesus gave him the name, he said, whosoever shall call upon the name Jesus. Whosoever, the black, the white, the big, the small, the little, the red, the unread, the rich and the poor, whosoever. The name of Jesus is not an exclusive reserve, you know, of the rich. It's not an exclusive reserve, you know, of the professors. It's not an exclusive, you know, in the exclusive domain, you know, of the people that have connection. Glory to Jesus. It's written in the Bible, whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved. Because the name means Savior. So if you have any problem, if you are going through any challenge, if you are going through any trouble, remember that God called him Jesus so that you can be saved. And so that's why you need to shout the name Jesus. When you shout the name Jesus, hell will come your way. You don't know what I'm talking about. You'll be in a confused situation. You be in a situation of forgetfulness. You be in a situation that you need direction. You don't need to look unto any man. At that point in time, you call the name of Jesus. Light will shine. Direction will come. Hell will come your way. Favor will come your way. Because you dare call the name Jesus. Because the name means save. Whatever you are going through, when you call upon the name, you'll be saved. Whatever you are going through, you call upon the name, you will be healed. Whatever you are going through, you call upon the name, provision will be made. Except you did not call the name. You call the name. Or you haven't called the name enough. Or you haven't called the name in faith. Or you haven't called the name with an understanding of the authority behind the name. Another, you know, way that Jesus got his name, he got the name by inheritance. He got the name because Jesus chose, because God chose to call him Jesus. He got the name because he inherited the name. Praise God. He inherited the name. Hebrews chapter 1, very quickly. Hebrews chapter 1. And see what the Bible says. God, who had sundry times and in diverse manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, in this last day spoken unto us by his son, whom he hath appointed, granted him heir of all things when he rose from the dead. You don't get that. Now, let me say this to you. You will not be able to understand the authority in the name of Jesus until you understand that Jesus tasted two deaths. He tasted spiritual death. He tasted physical death. He needed to taste the two so that he can satisfy the claim of justice. Because the claim of justice is that you should die. The claim of justice is that I should die. The claim of justice is that we should all die. We can't stand before the devil. But you know what Jesus did? He died as our substitute. Instead of you dying, he died for you. Instead of me dying, he died for me. And so, because he tasted that, God causing, therefore, to inherit all that he has. We are alive. He died as substitute. And through his resurrection, he inherited that name Jesus. Inherited that name Jesus. And here, so this is the implication. Listen, you need to get this. And here, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, that God had appointed him the heir to all things. And here in the kingdom, inherits royalty. All of God's kingdom, all of who God is, all of his splendor, his glory, dominion, they stand behind the name of Jesus. Woo! Come on, shout hallelujah. You don't get that. All of God's power. So when you call the name Jesus, as a matter of fact, when you call that name, all of God's power, all of God's dominion, all of God's royalty, what makes God God actually backs up the name Jesus. You know when I was telling us 3 points about the power of authority? Okay, Barrister Adedayo, you are here. You know, I was saying, number one, the power of attorney is as effective as what backs up that name. Isn't it? I'm getting you to see here that by inheritance, you have all that makes God to be God backing up the name Jesus. And that is why the name Jesus will continue to be effective. That's why the name Jesus will continue to be productive. That's why the name Jesus, we continue to walk. Why? Because all that made God, God, backs up the name. Because he is the one that has been appointed as heir. Now, Romans chapter 8, you need to see this very quickly. Romans chapter 8, and see what God said. Romans chapter 8, glory to Jesus. Amen. The Bible says here, from verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in your mortal body, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by spirit that dwells in you. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now see verse 15. This is where I'm coming. Look into your Bible and see verse 15. Glory to Jesus. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear. Ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You don't get that. Look at me. You need to get that. Look away from your Bible and look at me now, ladies and gentlemen. You know that we said Jesus is the heir of all things. God had with everything. Everything. And I mean everything. You can just imagine what comes within everything. Praise God. Everything is subject to your imagination. Everything is subject to what you can see. Everything is subject to what you can bear, you can bring to bear. Everything, healing, everything, prosperity, everything rising from the dead, everything, you know, creative miracle, everything, you know, whatsoever, everything. Everything has been willed. And so God backs up the name Jesus where you call it. The Bible now says, he is the heir. And he said, you and I, when you gave your life to him, you become adopted. You were not originally a son. You were not originally a daughter. Even though there's no daughter, we're all sons. But you need to understand what I mean this morning. Ordinarily, you are not. But when you gave your life to Jesus, the Bible says we receive an adoption. And so, when you are adopted, you need to get this. You need to get this. Some of us have had problems and troubles with our genealogy. You have problems and troubles with your family. You have problems and trouble about these are the things that are happening in my family. It's because your concubility is short. You don't understand what I'm talking about this morning. Now, you'll be adopted. When a man is adopted, you don't bear the name of your family any longer. When you are adopted, you know, you don't live the way your family is living. Things that happen in your family don't happen to you because you've been adopted. The way your parents has ended, or the way your siblings will end, you are not going to end that way because you've been adopted. Oh, you don't get it. Colossians 1:12, you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of his dear son. You are not operating in that kingdom where your parents remain poor, where your siblings remain sick, where your destiny, you know, is challenged, is absurd, has finished, has ended. In our family, glaucoma is the problem with our family. In our family, sickle cell is the problem. In our family, you be adopted. You don't belong to their family. And the Bible says, you are the spirit as God has chosen. As God has chosen, appointed Jesus as an heir to everything. So God appointed you and give you the spirit of adoption. Is that your fault? It's not your fault. Is that the problem to somebody? Let them go and enter into gutter. The Bible says I'll be adopted. The way I look does not matter. What is happening now physically does not matter. What people are saying about me now does not matter. What I look now does not matter. What matters is for me to have a revelation of the spirit of adoption. And one of the benefits of the spirit of adoption, oh, glory to Jesus. I want to preach this very good. You know, one of the benefits of the adoption is the fact that when you are adopted, now you become joint. Jesus is the heir. But when you now get adopted, you become joint heir with Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is the heir. Now, when I'm adopted, I become a joint heir. What it means, I become a brother of Jesus. I become a sibling of Jesus. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's no third born. You know, we have second born. Jesus the first and the church the second born. There's no third born. And so what Jesus has, I have. What Jesus can do, I can do. What Jesus can do with the name, I can do with the name. What Jesus can do with the inheritance, I can do with the inheritance. What Jesus can produce, you know, with the inheritance, I can produce with the inheritance. Oh, you don't get it. You need to get it. What it means is that when Jesus wants to write a check, I must sign before the money can be cashed. Jesus cannot just write the check alone. Praise God. You know why, therefore? Jesus has written the check and giving you the blank check. The problem you have is this. You refuse to sign on the check. That's why you are still sick. That's why you are still poor. That's why you are still in lack. That's why you are still borrowing. You know why? He's giving you the check. You refuse to sign your part of the check. That's what joint heir means. And so he gave him the name as an inheritance. You can use the name because all the power of heaven is deployed when the name of Jesus is called. You attend to a place and bring out a note and say, the president of the Federal Republic says I must come in. What happens? Everything will scatter in that place. It is not going to be your size any longer. It is going to be the name of the person that has sent you. If you like, look small. If you like, you don't get it. You know what David said? You go and fetch me Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was nobody. Mephibosheth was crippled. Mephibosheth was in the land of Lodiba. He was in the land of forgetfulness. Nobody ever remember him. Nobody ever knew him. Nobody ever related with him. But this changed. You know what changed? It was King David that sent for Mephibosheth. That is the changing game. Mephibosheth sent. And you know that when a king said, go and fetch me somebody, you know how they go? You don't know how they go. You need to know how they go. You have dispatch rider. You will have siren. Then there'll be a special car. Why? Because king said, we should go and bring non-entity. We should go and bring the forgotten. We should go and bring the neglected. We should go and bring the rejected. And so there's an SUV that is going to bring the rejected, that is going to bring the forgotten. And it's in the SUV. And they thought that it's King David that is in the SUV. No, it's a man forgotten. It's a man abandoned. It's a man neglected that is in the SUV. And when they got to the palace, because it was David that sent to him, he said, come and eat at my table. Come and eat at my table. The man has never eaten at any dining table before. I guess even he did not have table manner. But whether you have table manner, whether you don't have table manner, you have the spirit of adoption. When you apply the name of Jesus, there's somebody, pastor, I've not gone to school. I don't know how to call the name Jesus. You call the name anyhow. You know, when it comes from your heart, God will know when you say, Jesus. Well, God will know when you say, Jesus. When you say Jesus, when it comes from your heart, God will know that it's Jesus you are calling. He will deploy the heaven. Listen to me. When you call the name, God will deploy the heaven. And that's what the Bible says. You know, he inherited a more excellent name. In other words, when you call the name of Jesus, the angels will respond. Because the Bible says his name is a more excellent name than the name of all the angels. By inheritance, everything that makes God God is in that name. When you shout the name Jesus with faith in your heart, war will fall, valley will be filled, enemy will be scattered. When you call the name Jesus with faith in your heart, chains will be broken. It's because you haven't called that name. Number three, how you obtain the name. You obtain the name by bestower. God bestowed the name Jesus on Jesus. You know what it means to bestow? And that is why I talk about the third point of power of authority. You know, I said the power of authority, you want to say how long and what is the spread of the power. Do you understand? When you have a power of authority, does it work in Ibadan alone? Power of attorney. Does it work in Lagos alone? Does it work in Nigeria alone? But from the bestower, you will know that the name of Jesus works everywhere. When he said he bestowed. Okay, let's read before I go. For Philippians chapter 2. I don't want to go ahead of myself. I have limited time left. Philippians chapter 2. Where's Philippians? Where's Philippians? Where's Philippians in my Bible? Praise God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. No, I'm not reading from verse 9. I'll read from verse 7 so you have an understanding. But God made himself of no reputation. That's talking about Jesus. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore? Praise God. Say to your neighbor, wherefore? Let's see, where is therefore? He became obedient even to the death of the cross. Wherefore? Because he became obedient. In other words, the consequence of his obedience, the consequence of his submission,
the consequence of his humility, the consequence, therefore, God also has highly exalted him. You don't get that? Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. He said, when Jesus did his own side of the bargain, when he fulfilled his own side of the bargain, now God said, you've done your own side of the bargain. I'm impressed. I love it. You did not disappoint. You did not fail. So the Bible says, wherefore? God, therefore, because Jesus has done his own side of the bargain, God has highly exalted him because he was humble. Amen, somebody. Because he was humble, God exalted him and giving him a name. If you see some other translation, he said, bestowed upon him a name. You see another translation, confer upon him a name. You don't get it. I'm sure Brother Femi will get it. I'm sure Lawyer Fred will get it. You know, in the Ibadan land, you can call somebody and said, we want to confer on you a title. Or to Mabayeje of Ibadan land. Do you understand that? You confer upon somebody a title. You know, or you create a domain for a person and say you are going to be the king, you know, of this domain. And that is exactly what God did to Jesus. He said he conferred upon him a name. Now, he did not call him Otumabayeje. When he was conferring, he said, I confer on you the name Jesus. You see the first dimension, God calling Jesus. You see the second dimension, inherited the name Jesus. You see the third dimension, because he was humble, he said he conferred upon him. He bestowed upon him. He gave him the name of Jesus. Now you begin to see this. When he gave him the name of Jesus, he now said, at the mention of the name, you know that if you put a king in place, you will talk about the extent of the authority. You don't get it? You talk about, you rule from here, sit here. Do you understand? Because another king will rule from there, sit there. Because another chief will rule from there, to hear. So when he conferred the name Jesus on Jesus, he said, this is the way you are going to rule. He said, at the mention of the name Jesus, look into your Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Look into your Bible. I will let you know where you need to look at my handsome face. Look into your Bible for the main time. That at the name, when he gave him that name, when he conferred the name on him, when he bestowed the name on him, and he said, that name is above every other name. That's the first thing. That name is above every other name. That's the first thing I want you to get. That name is above every other name. So think about any name. Whether positive, whether negative. Even your father's name, think about it. You know, some people, they think they come from big people. Some mighty name. The Bible said the name is above. That's your father's name. It's above. That's your parents' name. He said, think about any name. It's above every name. Oh, they call you HIV. It's above that name. They call something, they said, blood disorder. It's above every other name. Anything that has a name. The first thing, when he conferred the name, when he gave him that name, he hasn't said that the name is above. He just said, your name is Savior. With every walk with God, God was affirming the name Jesus. So this time, he said, this name is above every other name. You close your eyes and imagine any name. You close your eyes and think of any other name. Is there a name that is terrorizing you? Is there a name that is troubling you? Is there a name that is giving you stress? The Bible says the name Jesus is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, except you don't call that name, except you don't mention that name, except you just know how you haven't called it. He said that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. every knee should bow. What it means when you bow. Look at me. You need to get this. When you bow, what you are saying is accept your lordship. You know that when they get a new king, when they get a new king, what happened? The chiefs, they will salute the new king. It is customary. They will bow before the new king. They will prostrate before the new king. Because they are saying to the king, King, we submit ourselves to your authority. They are saying to the king, King, have dominion over us. They are saying to the king, we accept you as our Lord. The first thing that chiefs they do to a new king, they prostrate. If you didn't do that, you'll be kicked out. You'll be robbed of your chieftaincy title. Your chieftaincy title will be taken away. When you have a new king, all small kings, chiefs in suburbs and every other area, what do? They come to the king. They come to pay their homage. Did you get that? And that's what the Bible says. At the mention of the name, every knee must bow. They will say that you are the one in rulership. They will say that you bear power over us. They will say that you bear authority over us. Why? Because the name was bestowed on Jesus Christ. At the mention of the name, every knee should bow in heaven. If you see your Bible, it says of things. That things was put by English. Original translation is not there. That's why we see the things in italics. He said, every knee should bow in heaven. Every knee should bow in earth. Every knee should bow under the heart. And every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. Come on, shout hallelujah, somebody. Every knee at the mention of the name. Every knee in heaven, every knee on earth, every knee under the heart. What is the stretch of the authority? What is the stretch of, you know, the power of authority of Jesus? It works in heaven, glory. It works on earth, glory. It works underneath the heart. Oh, hallelujah. Whatsoever, when you call the name, heaven, we answer. Heart, we answer. Underneath the heart, we answer. Why? Because the name of Jesus is not your Father's name. You need to understand that. He got that name by inheritance. And it works anywhere. Ephesians 1:17-23. Let me read a translation to you. Mofat, because of time. I will just go to verse 21. I like Mova translation. He said, above all the angelic rulers, authorities, powers, and lords. Now listen, you need to get this. And I put it in red, you know, on my iPad. Above every name that is to be named. Oh, somebody said, but Pastor, there are some names that haven't been named. Or there are some sicknesses and diseases that have not been discovered. I say, genetic engineering is going on. You know, some names will come up in 2030, in 2040. Listen, it has been so designed that the name Jesus bears authority over names that are yet to be named. As long as that name comes up, whether it's going to be 5 years, whether it's going to be in 10 years, whether it's going to be 15 years, the name, the day that name comes up, is subject to the name Jesus. There's no genetic engineering. I can't remember where I read it. One soft copy, soft news of an imbecile brain that is saying the Bible. Okay, I think I was reading around, you know, this war in the Middle East. You know, the imbecile brain. Well, say there's a now is the time to review the Bible. You understand that money? I bet I will put money on you. You understand that? Who repeat professor? Or cover bubu? It's now the time to review the Bible. You see, when I see some stupid, when I see some stupid news, I don't open them. They understand? I don't open them. You know? I don't want to eat a ri. You know, some of you eat a ri. That's why your faith is weak. You read every news. Throughout the week, I was in Enugu State. And somebody, a friend, come. He said, do you see the news? He said, Fubara has closed every oil company as money running. Money ko leche. Money, you see, by tomorrow, they will refute it. And tomorrow, you say, me o close anything. I'm not going to buy me. Because you people just... That's, well, I'm sure some of you read it. I'm going to broadcast it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to close. Read news. The Bible says, yeah, this kind of the news should be, this translation should be listened to. Some of you don't have translation of the Bible. It's KJV from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. See Moffat. Moffat. He said to your neighbor, do you know Moffat translation? Moffat translation? Do you know Moffat translation? Is all over there, they are looking. You know Moffat? You know Moffat. He said, praise God. Okay, it's not about Moffat. It's about what I want to bring out here. I just want to be sure that you people are still here. I'm just enjoying myself. Are you enjoying yourself, ladies and gentlemen? The devil didn't want me to enjoy myself. Yesterday was a bad day, but today is a glorious day. Ha, ha! And the Bible says, above every name that is to be named. Listen, not only in this age. Not only in this age, but in the age to come. And he has put everything where? Everything where? Under his feet. Glory to Jesus. When he inherited, when God bestowed that name on Jesus, he put everything where? Under his feet. Sickness and disease is put where? Under his feet. Poverty is put somewhere where? Under his feet. Depression, mental illness is put where? Under his feet. Everything is under his feet. At the mention of the name Jesus, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee must bow. And before I begin to round up, I still have some time, you know, people confounding at the bar. You sit down and listen to God's word, ladies and gentlemen. By conquest, that's the first way to obtain the name. He got the name by his father calling him that name. He got the name by inheritance. Yeah. And you are joint heirs. He got the name because he just bestowed the name upon him. Go to court. You know, in Nigeria, when they win election, they say go to court. You understand that? He both bestowed the name of Jesus. Go to court if you are not happy. And lastly, Jesus himself, he obtained the name by fight. He won by fighting. Let's say, please, Ephesians. I have some interesting passages I'm going to take you through very briefly. I should be done, say, in 7 minutes. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If you didn't say amen, then I'll be done tomorrow morning. Ephesians. Praise God. If you are here, say amen.
Amen.
I say what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, this is where I'm coming. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift unto men. I'm going to teach on this some other time. Because there's some definition in the original translation of the Bible which you need to get. If you know about Sheol, it is that I talk about that. He led captivity captive. He gave gift unto men. Now he ascended. What is it? But he also descended first into the lower parts of the heart. He that descended is the same also that ascended. up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave gifts unto men. Now, look at me. When Jesus died, I said, because of the time, I won't be able to explain it, but you see, before the death of Jesus, you can get it from the Bible. You know that when Lazarus died, he went to Abraham's bosom. Did you know that? When the rich man died, game. You know that when you do an home game, you know, you can say you have home advantage. Jesus went to the domain of the devil. I laid Janita Baba Ami Odein. He went to the domain of the enemy, and there he fought him. He rendered captivity captive. In other words, all the people that were held in Abraham's bosom, all the righteous, the key of error, the key of death, the key of destruction. What Jesus did was he fought the devil and he wrestled power from the devil. And that's why when he was going to heaven, Jesus alone did not go to heaven. Jesus went to heaven with all the righteous folks. He was going to heaven with the train. That is why in book of Isaiah, Elijah said, my eyes were open, you know, and I saw God, and I saw his train fill the temple. Jesus went to heaven, render captivity captive. Everyone that has been held bound, he broke the chain. He gave them freedom. He broke the power of hell. He broke the power of death. He broke the power of sin. He conquered the devil. And then he transferred all of them when he's going to his father. And that was the defeat that he gave to the devil. And through that, he had the name Jesus by conquest. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Let's go there very quickly. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Oh, praise God. You know that me, myself, I'm surprised that I'm preaching this long. Say to your partner, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. See what the Bible says here. And having spoiled, that's what I was talking to you the other time. And having spoiled. And that is underlined in my Bible. You can share the same spirit, underline it in your Bible. And having spoiled, what is the meaning of spoiling? Number one, look at me. You use the word spoil when you go to battle and you win. You go get dictionary. When you go to a battle and you win your enemy, that's when you use the word spoil. In other words, I take everything. I collected everything from the enemy. Praise God. You don't spoil your friend. You spoil your adversary. I get everything. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. Oh, you don't get that. He made a show of them openly. And the Bible says triumphing over them in it. He made a show. Oni ewa wo, ewa wo esin alaseju. Ewa wo esin alaisan. Ewa wo esin esu. Ewa wo esin poverty. You know, he displayed. He said, look at them. I'm done with the devil. I finished the devil. Not in my domain. In the devil's domain. Those of us that watch football. Away win is sweeter than home win. He said, in your domain. You know that if I defeated you in my domain, they will say I have home advantage. They will say I bought the referee. They say the crowd made me to win. That's why Jesus did not defeat the devil in his domain. He could have done that if he wanted. He said, don't worry. I'm going to that hell. And the Bible says he spoiled principalities and powers. And the Bible says he made an open show, you know, of the enemy. You don't get it? Listen to me. The Phillips translation. Tell your friend, say, Pastor is reading from Phillips translation. Go get one. Jesus exposed them. You get that? Jesus exposed principality and power. I'm reading Phillips translation. Some people are looking at the world clock. Ooh, ooh. Phillips translation. Jesus exposed them. He shattered them. Amen. That's Colossians 2:15. He shattered them empty and defeated in his own triumph victory. Another translation. Rottingham translation. I deliberately give you this so that you can have an understanding. He said Jesus paralyzed them. What did he do to principalities and power? What did he do to all those forces? The Bible said Jesus paralyzed them. If they are paralyzed, do they have any strength any longer? If they are paralyzed, can they take over your territory any longer? If they are paralyzed, do they have any power over your life any longer? The Bible says Jesus paralyzed them. You need to get this. Ephesians chapter 6. You need to get this because we read the Bible sometimes in isolation. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. See what the Bible says. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of darkness, or this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the things you wrestle with. But now come back to Colossians 2:5. Principalities, power of darkness, the Bible says, even though you are wrestling with them, you need to understand from where you are wrestling from. You need to understand the positioner. Say to your neighbor, positioner. You need to understand positional power. Don't just understand power alone. Understand positional power. The positional power that you have is that you are fighting them from the position of victory. You need to understand that they have been paralyzed. They have been rendered useless. Those are the power. So even though they are power and principalities, but they have been rendered useless. Hebrews 2:14. Don't worry, I'm rounding up. Communion, be ready. Now be ready, be ready, be ready. Hebrews 2:14. I need to preach this good for people to understand that. Because if you got this understanding, you will win your battle. He won his battle. You know, and using the name, you can win your battle any day, anytime. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. See what the Bible says. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy. Did you get that? Look into your Bible. He said, through death he might destroy him that have power of death, that is to the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Through his death, when he died and he rose, he destroyed him that had the power of death. The devil's cohort, his power had been destroyed. He destroyed them. Not only did he destroy the enemy, he delivers you. Because I deliver them who through fear of death, the fear of the devil. The fear of the devil is coming for me. He delivers you from them. The translation says, he might bring to naught. He brought to naught. He brought to zero him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Reduce them to nothing. He's reduced the devil to nothing. He's finished with the devil. Oh, you know, we have this image that the devil is a big man. You have this image that the devil is powerful. But you are reading from the scripture this morning that no, he's not. He's been paralyzed. His cohort has been paralyzed. They have no power any longer. Colossians 1:13. And I will rest for this week here. And we take communion. Colossians 1:13. See what the Bible says. And you need to say like this. Say to your neighbor. Neighbor, say like this. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness, translate us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, look at me. Common sense and spiritual sense. The Bible says he has delivered you. Say to your neighbor, he's delivered me. The Bible says he has delivered you. So when you are delivered from the Satan, you are delivered from principalities and powers. You are delivered from the wickedness of this world. If you are delivered from them, do they have right to dominate you any longer? Do they have right to bear any authority over your life any longer? Because you can see the process of deliverance here. He made an open show of them, triumphing over them in it. He finished the devil. He paralyzed the devil. He took authority from the devil. And so you are delivered. So if you are delivered, should you be held in bondage again? If you have been delivered, you should not be sick again. If you have been delivered, you should not be poor again. If you are delivered, you should not be begging for anything again. If you are delivered, your finances, your businesses should no longer experience failure. Jesus defeated Satan in his territory. He went to hell and he spoiled the devil. It was an away game, and he won it. 1 Corinthians 2:6, and I round up. Oh, wonderful name, Jesus. Can I have the choir? Wonderful name, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Listen. 1 Corinthians 2:6. See what the Bible says here. I read Moffat translation. It says, we do discuss wisdom. Please look at me. I don't want this distraction. If you are not ready, please, you are not ready. I don't want... Let people listen to me, please, I beg. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. See what the Bible says here? We do discuss wisdom. This is wisdom. With those who are mature. I hope you are. Only, it is not the wisdom of this world. Please look at me and listen. We are not discussing the wisdom of this world or of the dethroned power who ruled this world. Ladies and gentlemen, please look at me. The Bible says the power that ruled this world is a dethroned power. The power of sickness, the power of disease, the power of infirmity. You know what the Bible called them? They are dethroned power. That is the secret that a child of God needs to understand. They are powers. They are authorities. But you know what the Bible says about them? It says they are dethroned. Because Jesus dethroned them. Because Jesus has taken the key from them. Because Jesus has spoiled principalities and power. And so the power that you see, they are power that has been thrown. They are power that has lost their status. Their power that has lost their seats. But because you don't know, is it a song or a proverb? Say, kilon do maru, 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 maru. Kilon do mawuru, 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 mawuru. They can only do mawuru, mawuru. They can't do you nothing. But because you lack this understanding that the demon causing sickness is the dethroned demon. So, I'm from Olagbara. Because you've forgotten the fact that the spirit of poverty is a dethroned spirit. So, you allow them a yard into your life. Because you forgot that the spirit that caused poverty, the spirit that caused failure, the principalities and power that reign over territory, you've forgotten that they are dethroned. That's why that's the fourth way Jesus obtained that name, by conquest. He fought. He was all not only conferred the name. If somebody wants, the devil wants to say to you, you tell the devil, not only he conferred the name, Jesus got the name by conquest. Whatever is facing you today, ladies and gentlemen, have been defeated. Whatsoever. Sickness, disease. And I want you to know that when you take this communion now, just affirm that you have victory. That's what I want you to do as you take communion. As you're taking it, I say, I proclaim my affirmation that I have victory. Because Jesus had conquered hell. Jesus had conquered the devil. Jesus had conquered principalities and power. What I'm saying to you this afternoon or this morning, the devil does not want you to know it. The devil is terrified right now. He doesn't want you to know it. He doesn't want believers to know that his power is the throne power. Oh, I wish you can get this into your spirit. He doesn't want you to know, because knowing is like you are twashiring the devil. And he's eating this. And he will do everything to hide this from the believer. He will want a believer to think that he is mighty. He has the territory. He has everything. But this morning you are knowing he has nothing. He's been dethroned. If you look into heaven, the only person that is on the throne is Jesus Christ. Right beside his Father, ever interceding for the saints. Above principalities and power, is be exalted. The only man that is on the throne right now is Jesus. Devil is not on the throne. Devil is not on the throne. As you take this communion, I want you to do that with this understanding. And say, devil, you've been dethroned. So whatever you brought into my life, I reject it. Because I've been delivered. Who have delivered us? If you are delivered, you can't have it again. He has delivered you from sickness. Delivered you from poverty. Delivered you from anxiety. Delivered you from mental illness. Delivered you from whatsoever. If you've been delivered, you cannot have it. You can't. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here, ladies and gentlemen. His power is evident. If you've been delivered, you can't have it. We sanctify this in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Agbara nbe ninu oro Jesu.
Agbara nbe ninu oro re. Agbara nbe ninu oro Jesu. Agbara nbe ninu oro Jesu.
Want me to agree with you, whatever the issue is, and you want me to agree with you on the issue, come and lift your hands. There's an issue and you want us to agree. You don't need to come out. I just want to know that there are people that want to pray for you of agreement together, because the Bible says two of us shall agree on earth as touching a thing. That is the scripture. If two of us shall agree on earth as touching a thing, it shall be done by Father that is in heaven. And when it is done, I want you to come and share your testimony. Don't do like the lepers that night went away. When it is now, you come for your testimony. Whether it's financial, whether it's family, whether it's business, you have an issue. You want us to agree together. And you want manifestation from this month. From this month. In fact, from this week. Hataki tolobo santakata. Lepakatali basantali baba barakata. Melekataya baba baragata rabash. Lekatala bakerebashantara. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, agree with this your children. They are joint heirs. They are joint heirs together. And so I pronounce in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. The name that is above every other name. It is written, if the two of us shall agree on earth as touching a thing, it shall be done by a Father that is in heaven. And so, Lord, we stand together on your promise. And I say, whatever they are trusting you for is done now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever it is done now, because we agree. We stand in agreement and we stand on the promise of the Father that said, if two of us shall agree, it shall be done. Whether it's finances, it is done. Whether it's marital, it is done. Whether it's business, it is done. Whether it's a job opportunity, it is done. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Come and wave your hand and say, thank you, Father. Just maintain that confession. Just maintain that confession. You know why you continue to give him thanks? Because the Bible says, if two of us shall agree on not as touching a thing, it will be done. And so it is done. Not because you've seen it. The manifestation will begin to come from this month. Even for you, from this week. You know, some of you, December. Why? The two of us has agreed. That should be your confession. So you maintain it. The two of us shall agree. And it is done. So you give thanks to God. You dance because of it. You give him praise because of it. You know why? Two of us has agreed. You know concerning it. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have sickness in any part of your body? Come and place your hand on it. You know why? Because we are going to pray according to the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. That at the mention of the name Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you to imagine the name. If you have name for that sickness, if you have name for that illness, you know what the Bible has said about that name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and underneath it. So, the conditions are met. The conditions are met for the knees to bow. Because that sickness has a name, and then that sickness exists here on earth, and we call the name of Jesus. So the conditions are met. So that sickness will bow because the conditions are met. Thank you, Jesus. Because he has highly exalted his name and given him a name that is above. At the mention of the name, every knee shall bow. And so we're going to mention the name. And so every knee will bow. That sickness will bow. That sickness will give up. He will give up hold over your life. He will give up. Because he has spoiled principalities and powers. You know, sickness is a dethroned power. Infirmity is a dethroned power. Madness is a dethroned power. You know, whatsoever is a dethroned power. And so in the name of Jesus, I said to you, devil, you've been dethroned. Your power is dethroned power. Devil, you've been dethroned. Your authority bears no rule because you've been dethroned. You reign no longer over these lives. You rule no longer over these lives. You elsewhere no longer over this life. And so I command the sickness and disease to bow in the name of Jesus. Because the mention of the name, every knee will bow. Whatsoever the sickness is named, I command you to bow. I command you to bow. When you bow, you subject yourself to the authority under the name. When you bow, you recognize the lordship of Jesus. I command you to bow in the name of Jesus. I command every sickness to disappear. I command every infirmity to disappear. You were healed, and I pronounce your healing. In the name of Jesus, you are free. And I speak your freedom because you've been delivered. And so it is wrong for you to be headbound. You've been delivered. It is wrong for you to be headbound. You've been delivered. It is wrong for you to be headbound. In the name of Jesus, I declare liberty in this place. I declare freedom in this place. I declare healing in this place. In the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your hands and give him praise. Come on, lift your hand and give him praise. Like someone that I receive from the Lord. Like someone that is free from the Lord. Come on, give him praise. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Opportunity, you want to give your life to Jesus or rededicate your life, put your right hand over your chest. You want to be born again or you want to rededicate your life once you're born again. You want to rededicate your life, put your right hand over your chest. If you are doing that, raise up the other hand. I want to be sure that somebody wants to come to Jesus. Father, I thank you. I commit your people unto your word this week. I pray that the word of the Lord will work in your life. I pray that the word of the Lord will go ahead of you. I pray that the word of the Lord will wrought victory for you. There is power in the word. The word has an innate ability to perform. I said the word will perform in your life. And the word will perform for you. There's no defeat in your rights. At the mention of the name of Jesus this week, you walk in victory. You walk in freedom. You walk in the lights. You walk in healing. You walk in provision. Abundance is yours. And in nothing will you be ashamed. We give you praise, Father. Come on, wave your hand to the Lord. We give you praise, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God say, come on, put your hands together for the King.